This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Happy Tuesday, Jeremy and Joe. We've got Sabres assistant coach Seth Appert in just a moment. Big stretch for the Sabres coming up. 6 out of 7 at home. And caliber of opponent.
Minnesota's good. Great, even.
Minnesota, Vancouver, the Islanders on the road. Then the Avalanche, Jets, Utah, the Red Wings, and the Rangers.
Woo.
So, between Rangers...
Well, if you're not tracking the league, Winnipeg's also, like, the greatest team we've ever seen. Although, I think they maybe dropped one recently.
Yeah, yeah.
They were 15-1, though, at one point.
Yeah. So, big stretch coming up for the Sabres in terms of, you know, playing against good teams. Minnesota's right behind Winnipeg, not that far back. Colorado, Utah, you know. Whatever. Be interesting. 6 out of 7 at home, and we'll go to the Western Hotline and talk with Seth Appert of the Buffalo Sabres. Seth, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome back. How was the trip? I mean, the winds obviously make it a lot better, I'd imagine.
The winds make the trip great. Anytime you can go on the road and have a successful road trip and get 6 out of 6, you're going to take that. We had some pretty good weather along the way, so we'll take that as well.
I was going to say, it's probably a good time of year to go to California, although Bay Area is always colder than everyone says.
Yeah, but it was pretty nice. Most of the days there were pretty nice. The one off day we had, in the Anaheim area was good weather. So a little vitamin D doesn't hurt, but most importantly, the 6 points we come home with.
Seth Appert on the Western Hotline. His appearance brought to you by, here on WGR, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Seth, how about like the evolution of a season? You know, sometimes when you're going out for a road trip, you might say, it's a good time for this to happen. These Western Conference swings, sometimes it's only 3 games. Sometimes it's bigger. And I wonder how you feel like this fit into the... whatever, the arc, the evolution of this team for this year.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been the believer that the schedule's the schedule. We don't control the schedule. You just play the schedule. And you have to embrace the hard or the good, the easier parts, whatever it is, along the way. And that was a hard trip. You're going out 3 time zones. You're playing 3 games in 4 days with some travel. You're playing a back-to-back against a rested team in San Jose. There's a lot of things that are set against you, and you have to, you know, embrace that, those challenges, embrace that adversity, and find ways to give your team a chance to win. That's probably what we liked as a coaching staff. We did some things really good. We did some things we got to get better at. But as a coaching staff, I think we liked that. You're 3 games on the road in some hard situations. We gave ourselves the chance to win all 3 games, and we didn't let any of the games slip away from us, and obviously we were able to pull them out in the end.
Right. That kind of felt like the theme, Seth, of the trip. I mean, you guys never had a third – you never went into a third period with a lead, trailing in the San Jose game and then tied in the other two. So I'm imagining for the group, too, that probably does something of the game stayed close and then you pulled all 3 out in the third or in the one case in overtime.
You do gain some belief and some resilience through going through those things together and believing that we're going to find a way. Whether we're playing great that night or just okay, let's hang in there, let's stay in the fight, and then we're going to find a way. And I thought we played a great defensive game in L.A., and the penalty kill was outstanding that night, and we found a way to win a 1-0 game. The Anaheim game... We had a really good second half to that game, had a real strong third period and obviously won it in overtime. And then I thought the San Jose game, like I said, they're rested. You're not. They had better legs than us in the first half of that game, But we really had a good second half of that game. You know, I think I'd have to look, but at one point I think they're out shooting us 26-14, and it was pretty close by the end. We probably outshot them 16-7-8 in the last 25-27 minutes of that game. So, but really important is the moments of those games on the road, especially when you're not playing as good or when the other team is out playing you, that you hunker in and you survive those moments and you give your team a chance.
That's where, too, that so Reimer, who, but impressive, too, that it's only his third game of the year, first for the Sabres. He hadn't even played in the preseason, and he had the game he did. The save that was SportsCenter top 10, Seth, and was going viral that he made in the second period, like, that game's 2-1, and it's a shorthanded situation. Like, you can play the hypothetical in your head, but that's a big moment, too, because it goes to 3-1 if that isn't saved.
Yes, you need your goaltenders, and both of them were outstanding on the trip. I think, you know, you just look at the goals against, the San Jose game is the only one that the shots started to climb up there. The Anaheim and LA game, the shots were in the mid-20s against. So, but we received very strong goaltending. That save by Reimer in particular was spectacular. And I thought he did a really good job of making the saves he was supposed to make that night. But that save, and we had a breakdown to get over there and make the initial save on Celebrini was impressive enough. But then to have the wherewithal and the ability to find it and catch it behind his back to not allow a rebound chance, it was just an incredible save.
Seth Appert on the Western Hotline. Seth, you spent plenty of time coaching Jiří Kulík, and he scored a big goal on this trip as well. How has it been watching him make the jump here, and also what you're asking of him to do with this team?
Yeah, it's been fun to see. You know, anytime you get to spend those years in Rochester, especially when they're so young. And they're coming over, and Jiří came over at 18 years old. That's just there's a lot of hockey you need to learn, but he's also a young kid away from home in a different country, not speaking the language that well. And so, you know, you go through lots of things together, and, you know, he's playing really good hockey for us right now. And then the fact that he could go on a three-game road trip, play center, and Lindy trusts him to have him out there in the last 5 minutes of games, last 10 minutes of games in overtime, as a 20-year-old center that only has 10 games of NHL experience under his belt, that says a lot about the trust that he's earning from the coaching staff and his teammates. And he's been around offense every game now lately, and in terms of scoring chances, and it was good to see him get rewarded with that one.
Yeah, he went 24 of 32, I think it was, on faceoffs on the trip while playing center. Is he, with your experience with him and then watching him this year, Seth, is he someone that you think naturally plays better at center, or is he someone you think throughout his career we're probably going to see him do both?
You know, it's interesting. I think his style of play, most a lot of people look at wing because he's such a dynamic skater and a attacking style. And but I would say in Rochester, we always felt he was better at center. And that's one thing to do it in the American League and another do it in the NHL. And it was a small sample size this week, but those three games were pretty impressive on the road. You don't control your matchups. He was, you know, to be that good in the faceoff dot, on the road is really impressive. And a lot of guys struggle offensively when they go to center, because the responsibilities of playing 200 feet, you have to go low in the D zone coverage, et cetera. His offensive numbers in Rochester actually jumped when playing center. It feels like he's a more dangerous offensive player at center as well.
It almost kind of reminds me of the story of Tage a little bit when he moved to center, just similarities at least on that front. And by the way, when he returns, I mean, with Kulík playing center here recently, I mean, would you file this under good problem to have that you can look at the roster and a fan could look at the lineup and say, it feels like they kind of have six centermen right now?
Yeah, I mean, you never can have enough centers because of injuries and depth. And if you can have two faceoff guys on the same line, especially if they're opposite hands, or if you get kicked out of the faceoff circle, you got another guy that can come in. So it's a really good problem to have. You know, Tage is getting close to being back. Hopefully we can get him. Then you have, you got Cousins and McLeod and Kulik and Krebs and Lafferty, and there is a lot of center depth right now, which is really good.
Seth Ebert on the Western Hotline. What can you tell us about Tage, who it felt like was very close again and again and again with regard to potentially making a return?
Yeah, I think we'll find out more today, at practice and see how that goes, and then just go from there. I mean, these are, you never want a player of his caliber out of your lineup. At the same point in time, out west, we were in games 19, 20, and 21, and you want to be smart with your players and making sure that you don't put them in a situation that the injury can become longer, right? So, those are constant conversations between our medical team, our trainers, and our coaching staff. And I think we'll find out more here today.
You mentioned like games 19, 20, 21. Lindy put up the standings in the locker room, and I wonder your feeling on how much you should look at that, watch that. We were joking, last night's scoreboard watching, because I make the comparison to golf, Seth. You can't win a tournament on a Thursday, but you can lose it. And for the Sabres, the last however many years, they've fallen out of the playoff race early and not been able to get back in it. And here you are in it. It feels like it might be game 19, 20, 21, but they have a lot of importance, and the standings being present there, a decision that you guys made, like how much do you want to be paying attention to that if you're one of your players?
I'm a big believer in process. I think, having the standings up, and we did the same in Rochester, the players know the standings. And so there's no reason to hide from your end goals. And your end goals are to make the playoffs, try to win a Stanley Cup. And Rochester is to make the playoffs and try to contend for a Calder Cup. But I also don't think here or there we spend a lot of time focusing or talking about it. We talk a lot about how do we make ourselves a better team? How do we make our individuals better players? And if we can continue to push the envelope in that regard, I believe the standings end up taking care of themselves. Are you a human? Yeah. Do you look? And if an Eastern Conference team is playing a Western Conference team, would you prefer the Western Conference team to win? Absolutely. If an Eastern Conference team is playing an Eastern Conference team, would you prefer it to be a 2-point game? Absolutely. So that's the human side of it. But we're probably the mindset, let's take care of our own business and making sure that we're continuing to get better. And we're a better team. We're a way better team right now than we were 20 games ago. It's not even close. But we're not good enough. We still have improving to do, and we got to keep making those strides to make sure in 20 more games we're a way better team than we were today. And that's our goal.
And do you view the next stretch coming up here maybe as a test of that? Because it's a lot of Western Conference teams coming up, but between Minnesota, Colorado, Winnipeg, like we were just talking about this, it's a lot of teams coming up at home, which is a benefit, but teams that are high up in the standings early on.
Yeah, I mean, Winnipeg and Minnesota are off to great starts. Both teams are playing fantastic hockey. Vancouver was one of the best teams in the NHL last year. They're a really good team. Islanders are a heavy team. Colorado, is Colorado. And so you have a lot of high-end Stanley Cup contending teams and heavier teams on the schedule here in the next couple weeks. And those are going to be good challenges for us.
One other individual I wanted to ask you about, Seth. Owen Power is currently, I think he's only behind Cale Makar for defensemen when it comes to even strength points on the year. Would you label this as a breakout for him? I mean, he's already, it's not like he's been bad in his first two seasons, but it feels like offensively, at least, the point totals are starting to climb more than they have in his first couple seasons.
Yeah, Owen's been really good. There's been games he's quietly dominated. And I say quietly because he does it in such a cerebral way. He's such an intelligent player. And so he can dominate in a lot of different areas, in subtle areas, defensively and offensively, where it doesn't feel, it just feels like he just made a lot of right plays as the game went on. Then you look at the score sheet at the end and you're like, oh, he had 3 assists, and those are usually the best defensemen. The defenseman that can do it without dramatic risk and taking crazy chances. And that's been Owen. He's been able to create the most offense in the NHL 5-on-5 for a defenseman, with with not a lot of high risk, just by making the right smart plays over and over and over again. It's been impressive to see.